Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to Café After Hours, where the cafecito is strong, the chisme is long, and the pan dulce might be vegan. We are your hosts, Michelle and Fanny. Think of us as your newest besties, comadres, primas, or honestly, whatever.
Here we will be chatting it up about almost everything, but let's just not get too raunchy, okay? So go hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app and follow us on Instagram at Café After Hours Podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, we're back.
Yeah, it felt like it's been a while.
Yeah. Like a little mini break. There's just a lot of things going on. You just finished your second quarter of your PhD program.
Yeah. Yep, finished second quarter, first year PhD program. Yeah, out of how many more quarters? I don't know. But we got two down.
Exactly. That's what matters.
Yeah.
And so, we're just kind of not mentally there.
Yeah, and you like started like officially a new job.
Yes. And
with a mixture of different kind of hours.
Yes. So I was full time for about 8 weeks between training and like a couple of weeks of actual full time. And then all of a sudden my schedule changed. It shifted, and I knew coming into this job, it was going to be part-time. So like, it wasn't like a surprise or anything. Cause you have to kind of work your way up and, you know, into a full-time position, which is normal. You know, I wasn't bothered by that, but it was like, okay, now it's getting real. Like, so yeah, here we are. I mean, I haven't had an issue with my schedule. Like it varies, but I don't know. I kind of like it. I feel like it gives me the opportunity to like still spend time at home, you know, with the baby and stuff. So it's kind of good, kind of bad. I haven't had any Saturday scheduled. So I don't know if they're not going to give me Saturday or I don't know. Hopefully they keep it this way. I did, however, so the position had two different offices, and I did fight for the office that I'm at now because the other office is open 24/7, 365.
Oh,
no. And I was like, I don't know why Sundays, it's like a crime for me to work. Like, I'm like, I don't mind working on a Saturday. Maybe because I used to work Saturdays when I worked at the grocery store. But a Sunday always like killed me. Always killed me. I don't know why. It's not like I do anything on Sunday. I'm literally just in my, like, I'm a bum all day, but yeah. Anywho, so we took a break, but we're back. And as you saw by the title of this episode, we're wrapping up season one.
Yeah. Season one. What a ride it's been that started. Last year, technically, it started. Right. So, yeah, wrap up.
I mean, honestly, yeah. We kind of started this. It was always something that we wanted to do, but it was just kind of like, I don't know. Like, I was always kind of like, how do we do it?
Yeah. And so I think, granted, maybe you're looking at the episode numbers and you're like, really, like, only, I think this is episode 10, no, 11.
11.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, really? Like, okay. But no, like, this process has been happening since early 2020, I think, where the talks about it, the actually putting it into motion, the, you
That took a
know.
while. That putting it into motion was like, should we do it? Should we not do it? If we do it, what are we gonna do? Like,
And I think even like the structure of it, how we want it to feel, who would, you know, show up. And when we finally, you know, decided let's do it, then came other challenges. And then when we finally like had a launch date, we then, you know, decided, okay, let's take a pause before officially doing this.
Yes. And then we had a lot of technical difficulties when we
Oh,
started.
yes. Yes, we did. There are so many. Oh my gosh. We have over, I would go out on a limb and say we have about 10 hours worth of footage that will probably not see the light of day.
No, because it's just random snippets of things. They're not
Yeah.
even like
And
full segments of anything.
oh yeah, they're not. And a lot of it is the reason you also might not see a lot of it is because of the technical difficulties of a lot of the episodes.
Sound's not really there, the clarity is not really there.
But you know, we got our shit together. Did we though? I don't
I don't
know.
know. I mean, no, because we usually still spend like an hour before every episode. So like by the time we get to this part, we've already recorded
Like
an
at
hour of.
least, yeah. An hour of chit-chatting, of
Avoiding
random,
the
avoiding starting,
correct.
random, you know, little updates on like where we've thrown our money.
We do have like some things coming up where we're gonna spend a little bit more money. Lucas' first birthday is coming up, and you know, there has been a Pinterest board already in the works. If you follow me on Pinterest, I don't think that board is private actually. So, I am Cafe with Michelle on Pinterest as well. So if you want to see all the nonsense that I pin, I do, you know, it's not nonsense, I guess. Yesterday I was like, kind of craving something. And then I just went like, these are the things that I have in the fridge. And I kind of typed those things into Pinterest and I made a little like dessert and everyone was happy with it. So hey,
There you go. It's not nonsense
not.
if it works.
I mean, clearly the dish was cleaned at the end of the night, so it was good. But yeah, anywho, besides those tangents, so like we said, this is wrapping up of season one. So there's a lot of reasons why we want to do this. I think most importantly, it's like we enjoy doing this and we don't want to, I guess, burn out or like feel like now we have to do this. Unfortunately, we don't get paid to do this. And you know, that's something that I do. So I like reading comments on like reviews and comments. I don't know. I just get kick out of it because I'm like, people have nothing better to do than sit there and like write stupid ass comments. But anyways, some like podcasts that have been going on for like years, it's like that's what people always say, like it's not as genuine as it was before, or it's like, you know, because of this or because of that, like it's a job now, which for most people it is a job, it is their income, and we're not there yet. But I think real life has to happen for us too. So we're just going to take a little break. We're not going to stop being active pretty much. So like that's why we ask you guys to follow on Instagram, just because we are planning to do just like smaller episodes as like IGTVs on Instagram, or like, you know, just little snippets of our thoughts, you know, because I'm sure crazy shit's still going to be happening in this world. So we're going to have our two cents on everything, and we're going to still want to share. Like, it's not like we're going and hiding under a rock, you know, it's just things are moving in different directions, and some of us are possibly moving in different directions. So,
yeah. Yeah, Instagram is where we'll be active while, you know, there aren't any new episodes. Like you said, there will be something on Instagram. Now, when we say we will be active, it will most likely be our social media main point of contact, who is not me, taking lead on that, because I still don't understand how to do things on there. But anyways, yes, though, we will be on there. You'll see updates. You'll probably, if we figure out some of the technical difficulties with other episodes and clips, you know, you might get to see some, you know, some footage that didn't make it to the podcast.
Yes, that would be the goal. I mean, ideally, yes, that would be the goal, but
you know,
we'll see.
That is,
we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we wanted just to kind of reflect on these 10 episodes and what we've been up to and what we like, disliked, and yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be critiquing ourselves, which is great. Which is good. It's part of the growing process. Reflection. That is always good.
Correct. So before that, I did want to actually pulled up our, like, our stats, like what our most, by far our most listened to episode is actually the very first episode of Get to Know Us.
Yay.
And followed by our second episode, which was our Where We've Been, because there was like months of, so it was like what, 4 months of, no, 2 months. It was 2 months of us like, oh yeah, October and then January. So it was 2 months of us just kind of,
life was happening.
And it wasn't that we weren't like active. It's just we launched the first episode, but we didn't tell anybody because other things happened. And so it was there.
Yeah.
But no one was listening to it. So, yeah. But I guess I'm glad you guys like to get to know us. I don't know.
Yeah, I think as that episode, we were just very, and I guess also just quick disclaimer, that wasn't the first Get to Know Us episode that we recorded. It was a number of iterations of trying to record that episode because of technical issues, of, you know, sound quality, files getting corrupted.
Changes to kind of the direction that we were going for.
We were still trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. But I am going to go ahead and I think for me, the favorite episode would definitely have to be the 5-year plan. So I guess it's a two for one because it was two different parts. But looking back, I feel like I liked that those episodes more. I don't know. I feel like we got to take time to like go back and like, oh, this is what we were doing. Oh shoot. Like, I don't know. 'Cause even like when we were discussing it, we were like, what? We did that? Like that was 5 years ago. Like we were just so shocked of like the things that overlapped in our lives. And that seems so long ago when, I mean, I guess 5 years can be a long time. I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. I liked the 5-year part one where we look back. Because yeah, that 5 years ago, like thinking like, oh, that wasn't that long ago, but it's like, no, yeah, it was. And thinking about everything that happened 5 years ago, and then seeing like thinking about like everything that's happened since then, you know, that was nice. Seeing also like areas that, at least personally for me, that I still struggle with, and seeing also areas that like, oh, like there has been some slight improvement, I maybe. So it was nice. And I think it's also cool because it was interesting for me to also hear more about you and get to know you more, Michelle, because 5 years ago, yes, we were friends, but not to like how we're friends now.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it
So
wasn't like you were still learning
I
or
was
hearing
still,
this perspective.
yeah, because at that time, there were things that, you know, were probably going on that because of the relationship that we had, we didn't share a lot of it with each other. And it's, you know, hearing more about it now, like, oh, yeah, like that's what was happening. Those are.
That's interesting that you say that because and I've told you this off. I'm not sure if I've mentioned it here, but my brother-in-law's girlfriend, she actually told me that too, like that she's listened to the episodes and she's just like, I'm learning so much about you. And she's like, it's like weird because like it's not like me and her are having that conversation, you know, it's like me and you are having this conversation. But then I also know like one of Calvin's friends came over recently and he was just like, oh, like I actually started listening and you know, this and that. Like he just like had questions about like different things and you know, wanted a more like understanding or clarity or whatever. So it's like, and then I know you, one of your friends that you've known since high school, like she's also like been listening and you know, we've been getting like feedback and like you know one of my friends like she actually moved away and like so she's not close by but it's like she's always listening and like following up and like you know always sharing on her Instagram like oh, she's listening to us and it's like I just didn't think people were interested in like hearing our nonsense and for most of it it's new to whether it's you or me or people that have been in our lives, but I don't know. Sometimes it's certain topics just don't come up in conversation. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, I'm sorry, I'm like really distracted because I see like, so I have the stats thing on here and you know like the little bar graph.
Yeah, I was looking at that
And I'm getting distracted because I, oh man, I'm gonna make myself sound like such a nerd. I was thinking of in calculus, there's this thing called I think it's like I'm probably gonna butcher the name. It's like Riemann sums, where you're trying to take the area, finding the area under the curve. And one of the methods to do that is to do the little rectangles. And so, yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
You're like, how can I figure this out right now? Before she wraps up this episode, can I find?
I was just distracted by that because, yeah, the bar graph that, yeah, okay. That was something that
It's
was
fine.
distracting
That's
me.
who you are. We will accept you. My God, that's too funny.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, if we do it from like the right side, that would be like the right point area than if you do it the left. But then like the midpoint will probably give you more accurate. I just, yeah. So, anywho, let's move.
On a side note, have you seen if you click the view the public site? Have you seen that?
On my phone, not on computer.
Oh, it just looks cool.
Oh,
And then
yeah,
it's
it
like
does.
where you can listen, and it has like all the options. Because Anchor must have gotten bought out by Spotify, right? Like recently, because the logo changed and everything changed. It just looks pretty sniffy, nifty.
Yeah, I think Spotify did buy them out. Yeah, that's why like the
Can
first
people hit the
option is.
support button? Like,
I know, for real though. Y'all hear all the
hint.
time how much I need like help to like pay for a therapist.
The least you can do is help. Anyways.
Anyways,
So
yeah,
yeah.
support if you want to, or if we're not trying to force you to do anything, you know, if you want, the option is there.
It
Anyways.
does take time to put these things together. We did buy the equipment, or I guess the bare minimum equipment, but we bought mics.
Mics, ring lights.
You painted your room.
I did paint my room. But that was just very necessary because the colors were starting to bother me.
Like, there's no way around that.
Yeah, that was just necessary.
Mean, I think in this process, we've learned so much, not only of ourselves, I feel like we are capable of doing so much. So, like, you obviously know what colors bring you happiness and which colors don't bring you happiness. I figured out how to connect a wireless keyboard to my desktop.
These are the soft skills that they talk
Perfect.
about.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I also have learned what I sound like. I don't know. I think that honestly, this doing this has given me, I guess, the opportunity to like think about or reflect about certain things whenever we do talk about certain topics. It's like, what are my thoughts on this? You know, it's not just like, I mean, sometimes it is like we're reacting to it at the moment, not necessarily putting too much effort into it. But for the most part, we kind of know what topic we're going to discuss beforehand. So it's like we can kind of gather our thought process and kind of like figure out what we want to say. So that's been interesting to kind of see how my mind works in putting together all this stuff. But
Yeah, I don't know what I've learned about myself. I'm just like I guess like I've learned like I need to figure out my whole issue with like all these like little details that keep us like well, me when I'm editing the episodes keep me from completing a task, being just way too detailed with things, which bleeds into other parts of my life. Yeah, so there's that. I don't know.
Editing has allowed us to see who we are as people because I feel like you and I have very different approaches to editing.
Yeah.
Because I usually set aside one day to just listen. So, whatever. Day one is me listening to everything. Okay, I listened to it. I made a mental note because I usually listen to it in the car. So it's like I made a mental note of the things that we talked about that are not necessarily like should not be on the episode, but I'm not writing down, like, I'm not, oh, timestamp, like, what time? No, I'm just like mentally, like, because I have nowhere to write that stuff down, I'm literally driving. And then day two, it's like, okay, I'm gonna chop out everything that I didn't think was necessary, and then I come back to it later, usually in the same day, but like I give myself a little break and then I come back and then I'm like, oh, maybe this doesn't make sense. And then I just chop it out. And like, I don't think twice. I'm like, bye. Good riddance. Like, and it just gets piled into like this extra folder of like a bunch of like side comments that we have. And I feel like that is exactly who I am in like all aspects of my life. I'm like, okay, like I don't need this or I don't like this or let's not do it this way. And I change it then and there. Like I don't put too much thought into it. And then I feel like I overthink the unnecessary stuff. But for the most part, I'm like, eh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not how I do it. Yeah, 'cause like I don't have like a time to sit and listen through it once and then start doing it. So I just jump right in. I'm just like, we're editing right now, and this is the first time I'm hearing it. We're editing it. Because I also, because in my mind, I'm like, I already heard this because I was part of the conversation. So I kind of remember what parts connected and already kind of have like a mental note as to what would work, what wouldn't. And even while we're talking, recording, I'm already making mental notes as to like what could work in the episode and what could work maybe for an
Something else.
IGTV.
Okay. Look at you. Thinking ahead.
Thanks.
I'm just like, I don't know. When Fanny uploads it, I'll see what we got going.
Yeah, because like when I'm editing it, like I just go straight through and I cut any like spaces between us talking. Like it's something I realize that I take a lot of pauses when I talk. And I think like that might not sound too great if you're only listening because there's nothing filling that space. Like if you're in person, what's filling that space of silence is you're seeing the person think and process
Yeah, you're like, oh,
versus,
she's nodding, or she's trying to gather her thoughts.
So for me, like when I'm editing, I'm like, there's too many like spaces, and I like start cutting things up, like literally, like 0.4 seconds or 0.6 seconds of like
That weird
time.
empty space. Yes.
Yeah. And I
Okay.
like, that's what I mean about like detail, because in me doing that and also adjusting volume levels, I take forever because I'm like too much of like perfectionist detailed, small, like when it's like, will you actually notice the difference? Probably not. It's just, it's me.
Because I'm
Again,
like,
I'm.
let's just get this out. Like, let's just,
Yeah,
it's
and
loaded. Let's move forward.
it really is just me. I'm the crazy person. That's just way too.
And we all accept you here. But you know, now maybe that can be your goal for next season. You know, the episodes that you edit, maybe not be so hard on yourself and just be like, okay, we're gonna not, you know, control every second of this episode. You know, maybe we can, no, maybe put it in the maybe pile.
We can put it out into the universe, and I don't know if it'll
Gonna
come back.
manifest it out there.
I don't know if it will.
Might just not stick to anything.
It's out there. We'll see how that goes. How far that will take me.
Okay, well then, what would be a goal of yours for the next season? Or like a topic that you would want to, you know, incorporate or something?
I think this is also like probably going in hand with something that I've been wanting to do more of, getting to be a bit more creative.
Okay.
Just because I think, at least for me, like I know I'm more creative than what, I put out into the world. And I would be interested to like figure out ways to have that, actually come up, whether it be in actually, I don't know, actually posting some of my doodles on Instagram, whether it be, helping you out more with the creative side of things. Yeah, I think that would, yeah, for me, it would be just figure out ways to like actually show and express that creativity.
No, I
How about
like
you?
that because I feel like mine goes hand in hand with yours. So, I do agree that you are a much more creative person than maybe what is seen because, I mean, you have a lot of other stuff going on. Like, it's not like you're just at home chilling doing nothing, you know? But I think my goal for the next season, which is for the podcast and for my personal blogger Instagram, is consistency. So now that I know kind of like what my routine is going to be, I have more time and a better idea of like how my week looks like, and I have more time and I want to be able to create more content. So I know for a fact my brain works in a certain way, so like I need to plan out certain things. So like for the podcast, I want to be able to have, you know, the whole week planned out, what we're gonna do, what we're gonna post, you know, stuff like that. And I think that goes hand in hand with what you want to do because, you know, if I know, okay, let's say out of the whole week, this week I'm going to be in charge of three posts, you're going to be in charge of three posts. Like, I know that I only have to put all my energy in three, where sometimes it's like the thought of having to like spread yourself so thin, then you don't do anything. And that's like 100% of who I am. Like, I want to be able to actually make more, I don't know if the word is an effort, but I feel like I'm a very open person. Like, I feel like I share and I'm not very like scared to like open up or anything. But I think for the next season, I think I would like to be able to talk about other topics, maybe things that I'm not necessarily interest, they're not interested in, is like maybe things that I've never thought about or some things that are a little bit deeper where it may require for me to do more research, where right now it's like I come up with shit off, you know, off the fly. Like, you know, it's just like I whatever I think of, I say. And it's like maybe having more of a, you know, research approach where we're like we actually are taking the time to like process, because sometimes we don't, at least for me, like I just say what I think at the top of my head without really thinking like, oh, what does this actually mean, you know? So that would be my goal definitely for the next season. I don't know what topics, but I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Yeah, and I appreciate you calling that out because it's something that I was thinking about too. Going back to what we wanted this podcast to serve, right? What the purpose of it was. And yes, it's, you know, it's nice to have fun. It's nice to talk about random crap every now and then. But it's also to like have a moment to talk about things, bounce ideas off of each other, and I guess learn in the process. Because it, you know, we are more than just, you know, the podcast people trying to, you know, create something. We're also learning. Mm-hmm. We're also humans participating in society, in the world, and things affect us and things like, you know, we do have thoughts and it, you know, thoughts also evolve over time. And it's, you know, to think through and to learn and to question and admit when we know about something or we don't know and we want to learn more. Yeah. So I think that would be fun.
Yeah. So, and I honestly thought about this a couple days ago. I honestly can't remember what day it was, a couple days ago for sure. Kelvin and I started watching, which is like totally random, but we started watching Bridgerton on Netflix. And I don't know if you've seen it. So it's like, I think it's like the 1800s or something. But anywho, so this young girl is like to be married to a duke. And so she becomes a duchess or whatever. And I mean, they don't explain how old she is, I don't think, or unless I missed that, but she's supposed to be really young. And she's ignorant. Like, she's literally ignorant to what life is. And after she gets married, she has, like, no clue, like, what sex is, how it works, like, what married life consists of. Like, she doesn't realize, like, what she's going into. And then she comes home and, like, pretty much throws that at her mom, like, you threw me into ignorance. And like, I feel like that to me was very like eye-opening, because I feel like we've always discussed how like how you said, like, this podcast is meant for education or for aware of certain things, or just like sharing an opinion. Like, I know I joke about like, oh, we don't get paid for this, but that wasn't the purpose of this project. Like, this wasn't something like, if we were to get paid, hey, who, you know, that's awesome. Like, any support that we would get would be amazing. And it would only just give us the ability to be able to provide more content. But that wasn't the purpose of this. Like, we wanted to share. And I don't know, because I've always been like the type of person where if my opinion or if my whatever I'm doing, if it could just like help one person, that's enough for me. And, you know, maybe there's topics that we can bring in that people haven't necessarily thought about, or it's not something that they discussed in their home, or it's something that even now as an adult, they don't know how to talk about it, or they have children now and it's like, well, how do I bring this up? Or just simple things. Like, just the other day I was having a conversation with my mom and she was saying like, you know, she's like, now that I'm at home and I have the news on all day, she's like, I'm so aware of all the things that are happening in this world. And she's like, before, I didn't know these things were happening. And it's like, how many of us go through life like that? Like, things are happening around us and we're just not aware. And I think for me, that would be the goal for the next season, like, by far. Like, you know, the consistency to bring out topics that are not, I don't know, that they could be taboo or they could just,
They're just uncomfortable for some people. But the uncomfortableness is doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means, you know, it's a area that we haven't explored and aren't. Maybe the uncomfortableness is that no one's talking about it. Or the fact that we don't know what our thoughts are and we're afraid to voice that we don't know.
That's true.
That'd be fun. That'd be interesting. Should start compiling a list of things. And our listeners, if y'all have any like suggestions to different topics that you want to hear us dive into, let us know. Both of us come from different spaces, so I'm sure we have not very different points of view, but we come at a topic from different angles.
Correct.
Which would be like a pretty cool conversation and way to explore different ideas.
And I'm like grateful that you and I don't, not that we don't agree on everything, but we do have very different perspectives on things, and we're okay with that. Like, we're like, all right, cool. Like, I mean,
It kind of reminds me of this quote. I believe it was by James Baldwin. I'd be butchering that. But he was saying about, you know, there was an interview that he had. He was a black artist activist back in the 60s, I believe 60s, 50s, 60s. And during an interview, they were like, well, why does it matter? Like, why do I have to agree to you? Can't we just like agree to disagree? And he was like, yes, we can agree to disagree. How, and we can, and I can respect that. What, oh, because the point is, like, can people who disagree still be friends? And talking about like agreeing to disagree and all that. And he was essentially like, yes, we can still be friends unless the thing that we disagree on is your stance, like your what you believe in fosters or promotes my oppression. Which I was like, yes, like that is what I. Like that's what it's very interesting because it's true. Like everyone's entitled to their opinions. Everyone is entitled to, you know, freedom of speech, all of that. But there is a line where it's like, unless what you believe in is rooted in my oppression and oppression of others, then that's where like
We
we're
can't
not
disagree,
okay.
yeah. Wow.
I'd have to find the actual quote, but
That's actually really like I feel like it's I'm trying to find the like words to like simplify that or like an example of simplifying that. It's like you can like vanilla ice cream and I can like chocolate chip ice cream, but we still both like ice cream. Like we don't have to like the same flavor, yet we still enjoy. Our goal is still the same purpose or whatnot, you know? Like, and I feel like that's a lot of how you and I are. Like, you know, we both agree that there is a lot of wrong in this world. We might not have the same perspective or, you know, approach it the same way or want to change it in the same way, but we still agree that it's wrong or whatever, you know, the
Yeah,
example
like, you know,
maybe.
we're coming at something from different perspectives, different angles, which is great. Like, that's fine. That's, you know, but I think where we do always agree is in, you know, if something is hurting someone, it's clearly wrong and it needs to stop. the way we go about it might be different. The way that we point at the specific thing that is actually causing the harm, we might see it differently, but we still come to the point of something's wrong, if that
Yes.
makes any sense.
It totally makes sense. I hope it makes sense to everybody else. No, yeah, but it's true. Like the overall purpose of what we want to do is the same. We just take a different route.
Yeah. Now that's gonna bother me if that was the right quote. Okay, so I know it's James Baldwin. He was a novelist, playwright, poet, activist.
Age, all of the above.
Yeah, he it's we can disagree and still love each other unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist. That's deep.
That's intense.
Yeah, and it's very true and still really, really relevant today.
More than ever. Jesus.
Yes.
But yeah, so with that being said, send us, any questions, topics. We'd love to hear more from you guys. If you guys are listening and you don't follow us on social media, please follow us on social media. We are going to start releasing, just exclusive content that's only going to be there. So we won't be posting it on the podcast, but will be on Instagram. Message us, slide into our DMs, talk to us, what, comment in the comments and say like what episodes you liked or what topics you enjoyed or what you didn't, or you're like, you guys suck. And then you
Yeah,
can
but if you
submit
tell
a
us,
three-page paper, like
if you tell us we suck, tell us why so that we can improve. Like,
It's
because
just if you
then if
tell us
you.
you don't like us, trust me when I tell you that you won't get rid of us. Like I mean, I'm the one that's mostly on our Instagram page, but I will be messaging you like, well, what is it about us? Like, is it the way I speak? Is it my voice? You just don't like the topics? Is it why did you listen in the first place? How did you even get to know us? Where did you find us? Like, I'm going to harass you. So I suggest that if you don't like us and you comment something negatively, be prepared for more. I'm not gonna just let it go. That may have sounded a little rude, but a little aggressive, maybe. I will find you.
No, but
Anywho.
yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for all the support. For all the people that are listening, have been listening, have messaged us individually, and we appreciate it. This was just a little passion project that we wanted to do and didn't think people would actually be interested. At least for me, I didn't think people wanted to listen. But yeah, we appreciate it and we're excited. We're excited to continue this. We just need a little mental break and gather ourselves, gather our thoughts, and create better content for the next season. We are strong believers in improvement, and there's always room for improvement. So why not take a little break and make the appropriate changes that need to be done, or do the research that we need to do to even better ourselves? So
Yes, ditto. I agree. Yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in to this episode, to season one. Cheers to that. So yeah, closing that chapter and hopefully opening a new one with season two. stay tuned.
Yeah, so follow us on Instagram at Cafe After Hours Podcast, and you'll be able to know exactly when we're coming back, when exclusive content is being released on IGTV, and any other random things that we share. So stick around, and we can't wait to come back.
Yeah. Until next time.
Bye, guys.